The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. After 6 days, Matthew begins our gospel passage for today. The echoes to the creation here are unmistakable. 6 days, God said, "Let there be," and it was. The heavens and the earth, light and dark, land and sea, fish and creeping things, birds and animals, and to top it all off, Adam and Eve. All creation serving to demonstrate that for God to speak is for God to do. Indeed, when Almighty God opens his mouth, his will be done. And the seventh day God made holy by telling his creation to be still and to listen to the will of the Creator. This creation echo, coupled with a trek up the mountainside, was no doubt exciting for Peter, the rock, and the sons of thunder, James and John. God does some of his best work on mountains, you know. Moses, well, he received the tablets of stone on a mountain. Elijah called down consuming fire on the evil prophets of Baal on a mountain. And so, to be headed up a mountain with Jesus, the one the three amigos sort of thought might be the long-promised Savior, well, that must have made them feel pretty special. Oh, but it got even better. Suddenly, the ultimate epiphany happened right before their eyes. Jesus' clothes became like bright light, and he was changed into something spectacular. Oh, but it got even better than that for the disciples. Joining Jesus were the tablet-dragging, fire-calling, holy mountain dwellers, Moses and Elijah. And with that, the entirety of the Old Testament was on full display. And none of it was lost on Peter. Frequently wrong, but never in doubt, he lobbied for the ultimate harvest festival, a festival of booths that would never end. "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," Peter said. "Let's just stay up here on this mountain, enjoying this beatific vision forever," Peter seemed to be saying. But before he could finish the formation of his mystical theology, it happened. He was interrupted rather rudely by the Father's voice from a cloud. And when God Almighty tells you to shut up, you know you've lived into your nickname, the Rock, a.k.a. Peter. Interrupting Peter, God said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And do you think the disciples said, "Yes, I knew it"? Do you think they were overjoyed that the long-promised Savior was standing right in front of them? Well, The answer to both questions is no. Instead, Matthew tells us, when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. Why were they terrified? Well, God's voice from a cloud, to be sure, but their fear stemmed from something far greater than that. They were hearing God speak an entirely new creation there on that mountain. And ended in God's new creation was the voice of the law preached by Moses and Elijah. That was terrifying, because without the law, any hope of earning righteousness or staying righteous, any hope of getting God off of their backs by the cultivation of virtue and the avoidance of vice, it all disappeared like a mountaintop in a cloud. The end of the law meant the disciples were totally dependent upon a word of forgiveness from Jesus for their salvation. And being made passive by God, waiting for God to speak, is never comfortable. I mean, it's not like one can do anything about it if the word never comes, and that is indeed terrifying. We fret about this all the time when we are concerned about those who've never heard. But hiding behind our concern is God's radical freedom to save those whom he chooses and not save others. But thankfully for the disciples, Jesus did give them the promise of salvation, and he didn't make them wait long. Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, have no fear," Matthew tells us. That's called an absolution, and it is the only thing that removes God's wrath. Thanks be to God, nothing could stop Jesus from giving this absolution. Back down the mountain he trekked to a hill called Golgotha. And there, we sinners rain down the entirety of our hatred and our unbelief that God's salvation is not in our control. "Give us Moses. Give us Elijah," we demand. "Give us a prescription, a law, a choice, a decision, or something else we can or must do in order to get God off of our back and keep him off. Give us some wiggle room or an exception clause so we aren't waiting for God to act on us according to his will instead of us acting on God according to our will." All the way to the grave did this demand of ours take Jesus. But hear me, and hear me good. It was Jesus alone who told the three disciples not to fear on the mountain. It was Jesus alone who was resurrected Easter morning, not Moses and not Elijah. And it is Jesus alone upon whom we wait for a word of absolution. Well, I have good news for you this morning. Jesus has commanded me to say to you that you are forgiven, apart from anything you have done or failed to do. Jesus alone is your salvation. Listen to him. He's for you. Amen.